Yeah, the council have come back now with a report on this, Catherine. They've done a considerable amount of work out there, and that they surveyed traffic, and the design team worked on it, and they've recommended a number of things, including new road markings, new signage. There's a recommendation there around additional public lighting as well, drop curbs, a guardrail, and also recommendations around parking at drop-off times and measures to prevent people parking on footpaths at drop-off times, which was seen as a contributing factor around visibility at the area. So so these now are going to be implemented, and they're going to be implemented fairly quickly as far as I can tell. And the school are happy for now to go with that. And on balance, the school feel that it's a better solution than the traffic warden, because the traffic warden would only be for 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes in the evening, and wouldn't cater for you know, things outside that, for example, if a child was late or if a child had to leave school early.
So is it a case that we'll see how these safety measures go in terms of addressing the situation, and perhaps maybe the idea of a traffic warden may be looked at again into the future?
Yes, Catherine, you know, the council have agreed on that, and the school have agreed on that, and I'm in agreement with that, that we monitor the situation. The school will monitor it very, very closely. And if there is any concerns that these measures are not, you know, significantly improving safety in the area, that we can go back and revisit it with the council again. But I would say, Catherine, that, you know, I'm grateful to Fergal Doherty and the road design team and the council. They put a considerable amount of work into this, and they've come up with a number of recommendations, and a number of new safety measures are going to be implemented that we didn't previously have. So that's certainly progress.